Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a powerful name, the name of Jesus. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. Nope, I have not run away. We are still on Heart to Heart. It's Thursday's edition of Heart to Heart with myself, Luke Mkwediputi. Just started it off with the MEC's speech on the state of readiness for the upcoming examination, senior certificate examination, that is, for 2024. And I think, you know, as much as we want to hear how ready the province of Mpumalanga is for the examinations, we would not be doing much justice if we did not pray, you know, for the matriculants. It's a very challenging time for them. And so prayer is very important at this stage.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We are as a province. Now, you have forfeited to be a learner in this particular school. You are no more a school child or school learner. You belong to Kolweni. You now belong to the province. You belong to the country. You heard when I addressed you, I said you are the class of 2024, not learners of this school. What does that mean to you or to all of us? It means that from Monday onwards, it's me and you. I'm your teacher in chief. I don't know how to call Utishela Munyomkulu represented or represent or responsible for 77,000 learners. Because when you do well, they will talk about Department of Education and the MEC, not your teacher, the premier of the province. All of us, the 54 million people of Mpumalanga that you are representing, you are no more representing your school. We are representing the 54 million people, not 54 in Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga, how many are we? We are three. How many millions? But 54 million is the country. You are part of those people who are representing 54 million of South Africa. When you do well, we're not putting pressure on you, but we just want you to understand what is happening here. When you do well in your examination, all of us will be celebrating. People are not saying Kathy Dlamini has passed. They say South Africa has done well in the class of 2024. Therefore, there is future in South Africa. Because any country with educated people is a country with a future, a brighter future. So all of us are depending on you. It's not a small thing. Not only about passing. What do you do with your matric when you pass? When you go to the higher level? I'll come back to that. But I do want to say that today is not the day of speeches. This is the day of God. We have dedicated this day to God. I'll be very, very much brief. We have decided as a department to say, as human beings, we have done everything that we can to prepare our learners to write this exam. From grade 1, for the past 12 years, it has taken you 12 years to be where you are today. That is why we have trust in you. You are reliable people, people that we can trust. A person who resists hardships for 12 years is a person you can trust. We have said we have done what we can for the past 12 years, difficult as it was, with so many challenges and successes. We have prepared for the examinations. They've just presented the state of readiness. Our question papers are here, safe. They're not going to leak. It's an assurance that I'm giving the house. They're not going to leak. We've done that for the past 13 years. This is our 14th year where papers are not leaking. They will be going to the centers on Monday, where it will be a paper and a learner. And we trust you that you're not going to drop the ball. Anzukopa, you're not going to copy because you have been taught. You don't need extraordinary thing. There is nothing new there. What you're going to write there is what you've been taught. Agukokusho. Yours is just to cool down, relax, apply your mind, read the question with understanding. Sit back and see if you understand what is written there. And then take out what you have been taught. There's nothing new there. Anginanto entsha laphaya. I problem ingaba ukuthi awu understandanga equation. We've done that. We're ready as a department. Papers are already kuma district for the next 2 weeks. Alapha ahlehle amaphepha alenze nini. We've appointed ama invigilators nama deputies awu. Ama monitors ushita Lobeka's representative Lawati, all of us from now onwards, all public representatives were monitors. So we monitor our exams to make sure that in Balagate, not only good God, but there is nothing that disturbs you. That is why we're also requesting communities, please, ninga protest. So protest. So protest and disturb abandona, papal. We'll discuss about our service delivery issues after my exams. But for all of us now, as a province, examination should be the buzzword. Motivation, motivation, motivation to our learners. Abantwana ba ready, our systems are ready. But we have said today, now that we have done that human beings can do, let's go to God. And God, we could have chosen any other venue. Igolo ikhona ngithi namahola khona namahotela akhona. But we have chosen Church of God. Because in this building, this is not an ordinary building. There is an anointing in this facility. There is an anointing of God. There is an anointing of a man of God. There is an anointing in the church. We are here to tap from this anointing of God. We are here to tap from the anointing of God. We are here to submit ourselves to God and say, God, here we are. Swendilum sebendi wendu tsina. Kuningi lesingakuboni physically and spiritually. We are submitting ourselves and our learners. We want to disappear and allow you to appear to take this process forward. That is why we are here. Never, bandwabam. Akusukhla kanipha kwakho in most of the time lokwenda ukuthi pass is the wisdom that God has planted in you. We need to revive that seed that God has given you. That's why today we are here. We don't want speeches. That's why we are talking about God. We are saying, God, here we are as a department, as the people of Mpumalanga, as a country, lead us forward. Sat we not pambil. That is why we did not invite any other person to pray for us. That's why I said this is not the day of speeches. It's the day of God. We invited men of God to lead us because they've got anointing. Unkulunkulu akakhulumi nathi direct esibhakabhakeni akusendeki lokho. He speaks to us through men of God. We invited men of God to do that on our behalf. We'll have different prayer items. They will lead us there. Because me nang MEC, me nang MEC, lang kojole ko, bang MEC. But men of God are anointed to connect us with God. That's the anointing. Awathi kusasa umsebenzi walomunye umuntu bese wenda wakho and think that you can do better than God. We are here today because of God. Don't take light tindoda kaNkulunkulu. Kunabantu abashona abantwana abaphoshone in one school. Kamhlanga. One child was stabbed to death just before the exams. It's God's grace that we are here today. Asithathi for a granted lento leyo ukuthi siyaphila namuhla. Nokuthi ukule position okuyo, nokuthi ukule khaya lokulo. It's because God have you in his plan. That in this plan of mine, I will want lo mntwana nam loya abe kuleya position to fulfill my mission. Asikwazi ke ukuthi sonke singaba ngama-men of God on all these different positions. Seated here today, you were chosen before you were born. Bandwabam. Emtimbeni abatalibeni, there were many other children that could have been born. But God chose you to be here for his mission. Not your mission, God's mission. For his mission. So it is very much important that as you go further with your journey, remember that. Akusukuhlakanipha komuntu ukuthi you are where you are today. It is because God wants you to be there for a mission, for a purpose. It is our wish in the kingdom of God that we take over. We take over. We know that, I'm not preaching. We know that Jesus will come back very soon. Utothola bobani, bobana tobathola. We must strive to take over so that when Jesus comes back, usithola sigma position are appropriate for him to take over the kingdom of God. So, ngiyafisa ke ukusho ukuthi ke siyabonga kakhulu bantwana bami sengivala ukuthi you've been in our schools for the past 12 years. Nafika nibancane ningaka. Blank like a page. Banifundisa bothishela. Today you are a class of 2024, which we are all proud of you as a province and as a country. Sibonge bothishela bethu. There is a lot that you have learned from us as a department and as a community because it takes everyone to raise a child or to educate a child. There is also a lot that we have learned from you as a department, as a community. The resilience that I was talking about. You know, abanye abantu bahlulwa into encane nje mhlambe emthatha ilanga linya kwade azabulala umuntu uhamba yoboshwa. Nihlalele induku, nahlalela bothishela, abanthethisayo, angisho ukuthi bayathethisana mara ngiyacabanga ukuthi bayathetha. Abanye basantshontsha nokunishaya. You were called all these sorts of names. But in Lalile, it's a lesson to learn from you. This is what we have learned from you, Guti. You are trusted people. You are future leaders of this country. You are engineers. As I look at you today, I don't see learners. I see doctors. I see engineers. I see presidents. I see politicians. I see mayors in you. What does it mean? It means that the country is safe. The country is moving forward. Tina, we have done our part. Islamanj, we are giving you the baton. Take it and run with it. Represent us well. We will be watching you and praying with you. Remember one word as you write exam. Our God is a present help in times of need. Maubona kuthi sokhohliwe ukuthi ufuna ukubhala ini. Just remember this. He is a present. No, not he was present. Present where you will be writing. He will be there. Present help in times of need. Remember that verse. Udobona moyo ngcwele will speak to you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you and give you. Sometimes uva ma answers ehla ungathi usabuya kuphi. The Holy Spirit. Siyabonga kakhulu ke kubafundisi bonke labakhona abatosilida. Siyethemba uNkulunkulu tosita. Asiyiphansi ngama exams ethu. We don't have an option of going down. We can't be number 9. No, asifuni asivume. Sisho ngoba sithembeni nabantu bami. We can only go up. Thank you very much for being there for us. Remember, you are representing all of us. On the 16th of January, I'll be there with you to receive you when you get your results. Thank you very much for being there for us. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speaking to you. Thank you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.